are there names for different thicknesses of ice or for different kinds of ice? Or not so much.
We have a skim of ice if it isn't too cold.
That would be very thin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if the weather gets very, very cold? They say it goes below
zero.
Okay. And if you're out in the weather too long, you get you're overexposed. You get
freeze.
Okay. Or the another term they might chill. They might call that what is it? Hypothermia or
chilblains. We used to call them chilblains.
There's that song that goes Jack.
Jack Frost?
Yeah.
No, Jack Frost.
Okay. Now, would they ever call those, call it frostbite? Or you're not familiar with that?
Yeah. We used to have frostbites when we'd ride to school.
Sometime. You know, is that different than chilblains?
Well, I think a chilblain probably goes deeper than a frostbite.
You generally get those on your heels.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, your heels, and they'll swell up and turn purple and itch, and for several years afterwards, they'll come back in the wintertime, regardless of whether it's cold or not.
Huh, that's interesting. And those are chilblains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about, we've talked about wind storms. What would you call it? How would you describe it if the wind just starts to blow? You say the wind is...
blowing.
Or just starting.
Coming up.
Okay, and if it's just stopping, you say it's...
going down, dying down.
Dying down. Do you have terms for, if the weather's very hot, you say, oh, it's hotter than...
Hades.
Okay, and if it's just terribly cold, you say, it's colder than...
hell, I guess that's what they say.
Okay, and anything for dry weather, Snap, you say, it's drier than... anything for that?
Just call it dry weather, I guess.
Okay, I guess it's dry pretty much most of the time. All right. And if you don't do this, if you don't do that, you die. This is called taking a breath or
breathing.
Okay. What is a long spell of dry weather called?
Drought.
Okay. Are there any cultivated grasses you're familiar with that you could name?
Well, there's bluegrass, wheatgrass, brome grass.
What was that last one?
Brome.
Uh-huh. How would you spell that?
B-R-O-M-E?
I think B-R-O-M-E.
Okay.
Crested wheatgrass.
Crested wheat.
Okay. What about... but you have alfalfa?
We have alfalfa. Alfalfa.
Okay, have you ever heard that called lucerne, or is that something different?
I think that's a grass, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Lucerne.
Okay. Now, in the fields, you would raise a...
crop.
Okay. And if you were, for example, if you had tomato plants, you raised them this year, and then one came up next year without any cultivation, you would call that plant a...
volunteer.
Okay. Now, could you tell me, maybe give me a listing of several types of local trees, ones that lose their leaves and ones that don't?
Well, there's the oak and the elm and the ash, the dew, and then there's the pine and the cedar. There's two kinds of pine.
Spruce.
Well, we don't have too many spruce right here, only what we planned.
What do you call those whose leaves turn or shake in the wind?
Quickenass.
Oh, we've got birch and quickenass both.
Willow.
But now, would you use any other, that last one you said was?
Willow.
Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt you. You've mentioned quaking ass, but is there any other name you might use for that? A shorter or a longer name you might use?
Quaker.
Quaker.
Okay.
Quaking.